USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Bernie Sanders will swing through North Carolina, Virginia, and Massachusetts in the next 3 days. Elizabeth Warren will make stops in Texas and Arkansas. Amy Klobuchar will be in Tennessee and Virginia. The South Carolina primary is just 2 days away, but the race is going national as candidates pivots to the 14 states that vote on Tuesday. New York billionaire Mike Bloomberg has sought to bypass the traditional early voting states, including South Carolina, to focus exclusively on the Super Tuesday states. Health officials are continuing to work to contain cases of COVID-19, also known as the coronavirus that originated in China. More than 81,000 people have been sickened, and at least 2,798 have died of the coronavirus since the start of January, with only one confirmed case and no deaths in the United States. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
Two reports on the U.S. economy are out, and USA's Chris Barnes has the details.
As for weekly jobless claims, the Labor Department says around 219,000 workers filed first-time claims last week, an increase of 8,000 from the previous week. The largest increases in initial claims were seen in California, Georgia, and Maine. The largest decreases in Illinois, Texas, and Michigan. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Lawyers for Full House actress Lori Loughlin and her fashion designer husband said that new evidence shows the couple is innocent of charges that they bribed their daughter's way into the University of Southern California. An attorney for the couple said in a legal filing that prosecutors provided the defense with notes written by the admitted ringleader of the college admissions cheating scheme that support the couple's claim that they believe their payments were legitimate donations and not bribes. Remember, you can listen online anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average sank nearly 1,200 points, deepening a week-long global market rout caused by worries that the coronavirus outbreak will wreak havoc on the global economy. The S&P 500 has now plunged 12% from the all-time high it set just a week ago. That puts the market in what watchers call a correction, which analysts have said is long overdue in the bull market, which has been the longest in history. It was the worst one-day drop for the market since 2011. Representative Tulsi Gabbard from Hawaii, who is still one of the eight candidates running for the Democratic nomination, was asked on Fox News whether or not she was frustrated about being left out of recent debates.
I couldn't watch much of it, to be honest, and I believe that voters probably walked away not getting much value and feeling pretty frustrated given the serious challenges that we're facing.
Representative Gabbard was asked what the Democratic Party needs for the opportunity to beat President Trump.
But I think what's most important for us to focus on is what are voters looking for? When you look at the dissatisfaction they have with the political institutions, the powerful elite who run Washington, they're looking for a champion. They're looking for leaders who will really bring about this vision that our founders had for us, a government of, by, and for the people. And so really, regardless of party, that is where our focus must be.
For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt. Remember, you can listen online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.